one of these ways of dropping into a quiet mind will work better for you than others. Trying too hard is the single biggest thing that gets in the way of this stuff. So pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Just notice your outward breath and everything that your body feels like as you're breathing out. And notice the way that the lower part of your ribs just gently squashes the air out of your lungs. Don't do that on purpose. Just notice the movement of the lower part of your ribs as you breathe out. Smile, and especially smile with your eyes. Let your shoulders roll a little if you need to, as you gently notice the movement of your ribs on your outward breath. Still smiling gently. Now, here's an important thing that we're going to be doing today. Be gentle with yourself. I want you to notice what it feels like to decide to be gentle with yourself. Smile with your eyes and decide to be gentle with yourself. And if that idea doesn't feel good, I want you to actually drop off the call. I'm not dropping you because I want you to contact me by email and I'll give you some other assistance. But being gentle on ourselves is incredibly important in this communication work. We don't want to open up stuff that you're not able to cope with. So decide to be gentle with yourself. As you're paying gentle attention to this outward breath, decide to be gentle with yourself. And I want that decision to feel good. And if it doesn't, just hang up and contact me by email and I'll give you something even more special that will help you with that. It's not a failure. It's so absolutely not a failure. Just need something different. So back to that outward breath. Notice how, as you're paying attention to the way your ribs are, just squashing that last little bit of air out of your lungs. Notice how there's this tiny little pause at the bottom of your breath. Where for just a split second, you don't even need to breathe at all. And again, you're not doing that on purpose. Just notice what happens at the bottom of that outward breath. Some of you who've never experienced this work before will at times need to roll your shoulders and allow the physical position that you're sitting in the chair to change a little. Because this noticing your outward breath and the noticing the pause at the bottom of the breath is very relaxing. And it can actually change your posture. Now, don't forget that some of you will find some ways of this easier than others. We want you to notice which way feels easiest to you. So with that in mind, see if you can feel your heart beating. smile with your eyes and feel for your heart beating. And if you can't quite feel it, then just imagine that you can. And if heart feel turns out to be one of your natural strengths, you can afford to feel your heart now, because you know from what we've already been talking about that it's just a method of listening and connecting and communicating like all the other ways of listening and connecting and communicating. And you know now how beautiful that is and how special it is. Just smile at the feelings around your heart and notice how that softens your eyes. Yeah. And feel how much better it feels to smile at those feelings around your heart. Yeah, it's very subtle. For me, heart feel is a very physical thing as well. I actually feel a pulling sensation across my heart chakra. But we're all different. So you just notice the way your heart feels. Allow your attention to wander over your body. And if you notice any tension or aches and pains, just smile at them. And notice how that smiling softens your eyes and how that tension and aches and pains actually feels better when you smile at them. Yawning is a great way to let off tension. Notice any energy moving through your body, any tingles or prickles of energy in your hands and feet. And if energy is your thing and you come across an energy stuck spot, just smile at it. And notice how the smiling softens your eyes and how much better that feels. Smiling with your eyes is the opposite to trying too hard. Trying too hard, I call it squinty eyes. I feel this kind of frowny, squinty kind of feeling when I'm trying too hard. And all I have to do to let that go is to smile with your eyes and allow them to relax and allow yourself to notice what the inside of your own body feels like. I expect my yawning is contagious to somebody. Either that or I'm picking up somebody else's. Allow the thoughts and ideas to flow, the mental field to flow. Just observe them. Just notice them without judging them as good or bad. Just allow the thoughts and ideas to flow across your mind. There's gold at the bottom of those thoughts and ideas. There's gold at the bottom of those worries too, I promise. So just allow them to flow. Smile at your thoughts. And notice how that softens your eyes, and notice how that allows the thoughts and ideas to flow the way they're meant to flow, if this is one of your natural strengths. And as you start to feel more and more relaxed and more quiet in your mind as things are flowing the way they're meant to flow, then notice everything about how this feels and soak that up. Appreciate noticing your unique skills in feeling. Allow your attention to wander over your body and notice the breath and the ribs, any increase in sight or hearing or sensation in your skin or smell or sound. Notice any aches and pains. Allow yourself to smile at the aches and pains. And feel how that improves how you feel. Allow the thoughts and ideas to flow. Allow your heart to be filled with compassion for yourself and everyone around you. Allow yourself to feel the energy moving through your body. Allow yourself to feel the emotions. And smile at everything. Noticing how that softens your eyes and has you feeling better, good or better. These are your natural strengths that you're feeling as you're feeling inside yourself today. These are your natural and unique talent for connecting to yourself first and then to others. And these fields are your unique ability to connect to the animals and eventually be able to have a two-way discussion with the animals. So stay feeling inside yourself and keep that awareness of what the inside of your body is feeling like. And we're going to have a little unexpected treat. Keep feeling the inside of your body, mind and spirit. And think about just one of your animals. And notice what changes in your body. Notice what changes in your own body, mind, and spirit, and emotions, and energy, and heart. It's looking internally into ourselves that is the key to our success with communicating with animals. Yeah, it's subtle. Smile with your eyes. I can feel some of you flipping into just the tiniest bit of trying too hard. Smile and feel how that softens your eyes. Allow your mouth to smile as well as your eyes to smile. That's it. Even a fake smile works. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? A fake smile actually increases the feel-good hormones in your body, increases the endorphins. If you have trouble with that, you can actually pick up a pen and put a pen lengthwise, hold a pen in your teeth across your mouth. That'll pull your face up into a fake smile. And if you sit like that long enough, you'll actually start running endorphins. It's a very interesting scientific fact. So we're not looking into our animals for our communication with them. We're feeling inside ourselves for the communication with them. That, folks, is the key to success with communicating with animals. Keep that gentle noticing of your own body. Stay looking and feeling and expanding and observing what's going on in your own body. And for those who haven't felt the difference yet, just decide to notice how you are feeling this connection with your animal. That's it. Just decide. These decisions, when you're in this space of feeling inside yourself, these decisions are incredibly powerful. And it doesn't matter if you don't feel it straight away. This decision will mean that you will feel it in today's session, when you're feeding them later today. You could be falling asleep tonight and suddenly relax enough to feel them. You could wake up in the morning and be relaxed enough to feel them. It could be on the session tomorrow. Don't put pressure on yourself to succeed. Just allow the connection to happen in its own good time. And yep, I did this on purpose. I just slid in this first tiny connection so that you wouldn't be tempted to try too hard, because some of you were going to get so excited about doing it today that that excitement was going to overwhelm everything else. And as I said, don't worry if you didn't get it today. You'll get it tomorrow or the next day. And that's why I slipped it in, to make it gradual and easy to expand our awareness over the 3 days. So for those who are feeling the animal, just soak that up. And for those who haven't felt it yet, then soak up the feeling of rightness about the decision to feel the connection. Yeah, there's a really strong sense of rightness about deciding to feel the connection with your animal. Yeah, that makes you smile, doesn't it? And if there's someone out there, I don't think it's live, but if there's someone out there listening to the recording later who doesn't feel that sense of rightness, then email me. So notice everything about this feeling of relaxation and feeling of rightness that you're experiencing now. Smiling with your eyes. And decide to keep this feeling of rightness and this feeling of relaxation as you bring yourself back to being more aware and more grounded and more in the room now instead of connected with your animal. So I want you to feel the clothes on your skin and the floor underneath your feet, or the ground underneath your feet, depending on where you are. Let your toes kind of flex and wriggle and connect with the earth. You might even give them a little rub on the floor and feel that sensation of your feet rubbing on the floor. Stretch. Let your shoulders roll backwards. Maybe yawn like I am. Now, you can repeat that little quiet mind as often as you like. And before we go into questions, decide which animal you're going to work with tomorrow and have a photo ready. Or if you're using a recording, download the recording and take it out to where your animal is. We'll give you validation of the connection. You'll actually see their actions and movements. So pick one. And pick a domesticated animal to do these first lessons with. I'm going to give you a format for wild animals at the end of the 3 days, because they're quite a bit more complex.